I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Was the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court case really a protection of religious freedom? Greg Howe of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says one reason there was ever an issue is because Americans view religion as a private act. But Howe says,
religions imply belief. Actually, the fundamental issue for a Christian, for example, is if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you are a Christian, and belief is inseparable from what we do.
The confusion with what to do with religion in the U.S. is a familiar topic for InterVarsity as they're getting kicked off of more college campuses. Read the full article online for some interesting perspectives and insight on the Hobby Lobby case. Next, troubles brewing for Christians throughout Asia. For security reasons, we can't name the countries involved because the threat is ongoing and increasing. Asian Access's Noel Buchetti says in one area, 8 pastors were arrested and released. Not long after this, in another area where they have partners,
police have come in and they're raiding Christian schools and they're arresting and beating up the faculty and the administrators and the students. They're trying to run them off.
Even as A2's calling for prayer, they're looking for help sponsoring pastors, many of whom lose their jobs because of persecution. You can look for the helpful links at Mission Network News. And in Nepal and India, extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. Women and girls have little value and are sometimes sold by family members for as little as 10 bucks. Vision Beyond Borders launched Vision for Women to answer the crisis, and the safe house they helped fund just 6 months ago is already full. They're making a difference with vocational training and an introduction to Christ. And you can too. Take action at missionnetworknews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to Mission Network News, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.